Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on WFHR's Morning Show. 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. A little bit later, we're going to get into some entertainment news, so that ain't right story or two, and some local good stories of the day. And speaking of local good stories of the day, that's how we kick off our hour. We have Richard Larson, Craig Smits with us from St. Philip's Church. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning, James.
Good morning,
thanks,
James,
for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here, guys. It's that time of year again. We get together. We get to talk about the picnic. Appreciate you guys being here. I wanted to start off right away with 102nd Church Picnic. That's pretty big.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
We missed one year.
2020,
because of the pandemic.
Something was going on.
I can't put my finger on what it was. This is a wonderful time, and it is taking place at, of course, the world-famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave. Let's go ahead and get into this. And, guys, if you don't mind, let's touch on this. Like, people out there haven't been to any of these 102 picnics before. We'll just kind of share with them as if they're hearing about it for the first time. What would be one of the first things you'd want people to know about this picnic?
The Grotto Shrine.
Yeah.
It's just an absolute beautiful place. There's people that live in Rapids that have never even been out there, or Stevens Point or Marshfield. And right now it's right at its peak with all the color, with all the flowers.
Yeah.
Chris out there does a marvelous job planting all the flowers, the caves, the water fountains and stuff. It's just a place you really need to come out and see.
There's so many beautiful parts of this state. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
Craig, when it comes to the event itself, when is it taking place?
Well, it's taking place this Sunday. I think the day is going to kick off, and Richard, you can help me if I get this wrong here, but things start at about 11 o'clock. Children's games, bingo begins at 11. We've got, you know, a lot of food, yeah. Refreshments all day there in the grounds. Basket raffles. There's a basket raffle drawing at 3:30 in the afternoon. We always have a pretty big cash raffle that will take place at 4 p.m. towards the end of the day. So a lot of things going on, a lot of good food, a lot of getting together with friends you haven't seen in a while, and it's just it's a lot of fun.
Craig, I think you hit it on the head right there. There is nothing but a good time with this event. There's so much to do. We love raffles. We love opportunities for this. You've got the old-time brass covering the dance floor from noon to 4. Mm-hmm. That's always love. We love our music. But I think you hit on one of the biggest reasons that this is continuing, and we got our 102nd, and I have no doubt next year will be the 103rd, and so on and so on. It's that organic chance to run into people and seeing people that you don't always get a chance to see. And as we tail to the end of summer here, we have less and less of those opportunities. We all know Old Man Winter's waiting for us, so we want to get out. We want to do things. We want to hang out and see people and have these events that not only can we run into maybe neighbors or people that we don't get to see all the time, but family events.
The nice thing about a picnic like this, and people aren't doing the socialize. Mm-hmm. You get to socialize. You get to talk to somebody. You get to see eye contact. Yeah. Right now, everybody's on their phone and texting back and forth. But the Grotto is just an absolute beautiful place. I've belonged to the St. Philip's Church for 49 years. Mm-hmm. So I just about half of the picnics I've been to. You know? But It's just a marvelous place. Someone should come out and go through the cave. Everybody should go through the cave. It's a fifth of a mile long. It's all above ground. It's all man-made. It's only $3 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is worth just driving out for. But then, as Craig said, we have the picnic going on also. We have bingo. We have prizes, not cash prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice prizes. You win at bingo, you get to walk up and pick something out.
Yeah.
The children like that. The adults like that as well. And they have a caller out there that calls the bingo. His name's Rich Larson, and he does just a marvelous job.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about this guy.
Oh,
I've heard good
things. Absolutely. And
there's other opinions, really, on Rick, on how good Rick is.
But in kids' games, all the games we have for the children, a bag toss of the fish pond where you put the fish
pole. Oh, God, I love that game as a kid.
All of a sudden, you feel it go down and you pull it up and you got a prize on. Pick a duck is always cool. You pick it up, pick a number, and pick out any prize. The kids' games are only 50 cents.
Yeah.
Where else can you go?
No.
You know, for,
nowhere.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it costs you more than 50 cents to get a bubble gum on. Things that spin around, you know. But,
And doing all this, and we have this event every year for the community to have fun, certainly celebrate the area. Gotta love Rudolph. Any chance to talk about Rudolph, anything going on over there, that's always feels good. But this also, it helps the church. It helps fund the church.
Oh,
it helps keeping things going.
One of our major fundraisers.
And the church itself does such great work in the community. Being able to help with something like that, being a part of that, even if it's a small piece, feels great. When you spend that 50 cents on that kid's game, know that's going into something that's going back into the community, because the church puts right back into the community.
It doesn't have to just be the 50 cents for the kids' games. You know, we do have adult refreshments
too. There's always that.
Well, and Richard enjoys those. And so,
I tried one time.
One time.
Not bad. Craig is in charge of the hamburger stand. They have hamburgers, brats.
If you don't mind, Craig, I was going to go to you for that. What kind of food will be served there?
Well, our hamburger stand is, I don't know if I'd say world-renowned, but it's quite good.
It is good.
So we've got hamburgers, cheeseburgers, you know, we always have fried onions and brats and, you know, a lot of fresh.
Our friends at Rocky Rococo's bring pizza.
Fresh pizza. And then we have French fries also that are always hot and ready to go with the burgers. So, you know, a lot of other things also besides the hamburger stand. You know, like I said, the hamburger stand also has hot dogs, Rocky Rococo pizza. I mentioned French fries. We also have another stand with popcorn, ice cream, soda, water. You know, a lot of things everybody's looking for. Yeah, homemade pie.
Oh, you can't forget that.
A lot of things people are looking for.
Good. Yeah, you get a pie with a big scoop of ice
cream
on it.
Yeah, you can't have a picnic without that. Yeah. You have to. Yeah. I think it's almost a state requirement. I think you have to be able to serve that in order for it to be considered a picnic.
And it's not the soft serve ice cream. It's the old scooped and dipped. The ice cream cones are very good.
Plenty of options for people food wise.
Yeah, lot of options. Absolutely. And then when you get you get done eating that big burger and a big pile of fries, you can just kind of mosey across the gravel to the beer stand if you choose.
They have soda over there.
And so
I heard they have soda.
I've never seen a soda in Richard's hand before, but it is there.
And this is one of those ones, it's an all-day kind of event, pretty much morning, early in the late morning and into the afternoon. It's one of those ones you can come by and leave and come back.
Oh,
is that the
absolutely.
Case? Okay.
Absolutely. We have another item we had, is a book sale. All the teachers want the kids to read all summer long, and we have an unbelievable book sale. People bring in books, and whatever book you're looking for, you probably find it at the book fair. Yeah.
Certainly want to mention as well that Mass will be at 10 in church. All activities will be on the grounds.
Right.
The Mass will be, of course, in the church, so mention that for people. And also wanted to make sure to touch on the event itself with all the different kids' games and everything and all the different stuff going on. Are we in need of volunteers? Do you guys have enough hands on deck?
I think we have everything covered this year.
In the future, you guys are ever looking for that kind of stuff, let us know. We'll make sure to put a bat signal out to the audience there.
We've got a great group
of people out there looking to volunteer always.
There's not as a big a pool to pick from anymore as there used to be. Back when the 102 years ago when they started it, families were, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people in the family. And now people are having one, two children, and so the nucleus is smaller.
We'll have to get together sometime to even just talk about the history of this picnic. I think that would even just be fascinating to dive into, and I'm a history nut, so I love talking history any chance.
It started out as a soup chowder thing. They made this great big vats of chicken chowder,
And that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and for, the majority of the picnic, our picnic was always known for the chicken dinner, and that was the big highlight of the day, on top of everything that we did out on the grounds. But a lot of good memories.
Yeah. Mass at 10 in church, all activities on the grounds from noon to 4. You'll have the old-time brass covering the dance floor. Children's games begin at 11, along with bingo, basket raffles, cash raffles, food, nothing but a good time going to be at the St. Philip's Rudolph 102nd Church Picnic at the world-famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave this Sunday. Join them over there, everybody. It's going to be a great time. We're going to send a bunch of people your way.
Perfect. We do have a... rumor out there that there may be an afterglow, if you will, after 4 o'clock. There's a couple of artists in town that play guitar, the Fullers, from the old Roy Fuller Band.
Yeah.
And they sometimes get their guitar out.
Oh,
guitars really? Out, and they do some singing and stuff, and sometimes it doesn't close right at 4 o'clock.
I like the sound
there's
of that.
There's no law says it's got to close.
That's right.
There's beer left over, we're going to stay until it's gone.
A good time is going to be had, that is for sure. Yeah. And for everybody. Thank you both so much for coming in and hanging out with us
today. Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
We will be sending people your way and have a great time at the event this Sunday.
We will.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We'll be back with more Morning Show right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Kind of bizarre. kind of bizarre around here.
Usually.
It's kind of our style. Kind of what we do. I want to send a big, big thank you to Richard and Craig for joining us from St. Philip's Church to talk about their church picnic coming up this Sunday. Things kick off at 10 with Mass in the church, and then all the other activities are pretty much around 11 is when the kids' games and bingo kicks off. Join them over at 6957 Grotto Avenue in beautiful Rudolph, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Love Rudolph. Say a good morning to all of our friends over there in the Rudolph area.
Yes, indeed.
Let's just go ahead and dive right into this one. And this is not going to be an easy topic. It never is when you lose somebody, let alone somebody that has a bit of a history to them, like we all do, some more different than others. Pee Wee Herman has left us permanently. Paul Rubens lost a battle with cancer, a battle nobody knew he was fighting. He was 70 years old.
Wow.
Like Norm MacDonald, Paul never told anybody. His family issued a statement saying, quote, Paul bravely and privately fought cancer for years with his trademark tenacity and wit. Paul actually made a statement of his own ready to be released upon his death, and he said, quote, this part really got me, man.
Okay.
Please accept my apology for not going public with what I've been facing for 6 years. That he felt like he had to apologize for that. This is how much when you're in the public eye for over the majority of your life,
right?
This is where you feel. And I respect him feeling to his fan base this that feeling there. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, like, if ever in a point in life you deserve some privacy, it would be not. It would be at these points. The guy gave us enough.
Yeah.
Just because you live or you make your living in the public eye does not mean you owe the public anything.
Right.
I don't believe. Just my personal opinion.
You're right, and because it's they have a job because of their job, and it's a job. I mean, we have to remember that, everyone. It's a career. It's a way to make a living that's in the public eye already. And because of that, people are interested in who they are as people, just because they're well known, they're out there, and everything like that. Now, I don't know how much we're going to get into about Paul Rubens, but I'm with you. I am totally with you. I don't think that they owe the public anything. Those that reach out and do that stuff, that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they want to do. But at the same time, we need to be, you know, cognizant that they still need privacy. They're still humans, and they still need that, too.
I think of David Bowie, and how he passed.
Exactly.
And he knew for, a year or so that he was going to and everything, and nobody knew until he did pass.
Yep.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I admire people that go through these battles in the public eye to bring a face to it. Toby Keith with cancer recently, Michael J. Fox with Parkinson's, these things. I think it's one of the braver things I've seen when I see celebrities do that.
Right.
But there is no requirement to that. It's certainly not a need to be.
Like anyone else, if you feel that you want to do that, if you get cancer or whatever, you can do that, but you don't have to. You don't have to do it.
Quote, I have always felt a huge amount of love and respect from my friends, fans, and supporters. I have loved you all so much and enjoyed making art for you. Paul developed the Pee-wee character while he was with the Groundlings comedy troupe in the 1970s. He turned it into a stage show, which led to an HBO special in 1981. That is true. However, they are missing a gigantic piece of that.
Okay.
This character, none of this happens without Phil Hartman. Everything from the bike that Pee-wee rode to some of the catchphrases were Phil Hartman's creation.
Really?
I don't want to take anything away from Paul Rubens here, but I would be remiss, and I think anybody that knows this stuff would be, if we didn't also mention another gentleman that we lost way too young in a horrible, horrible way.
Yeah.
Maybe the most... I was just talking about this yesterday. I haven't had many moments in my life where I've been frozen. Like, in my personal life, I've had a lot of intense, violent situations and never seem to freeze up in those. But there are a couple of moments in life where I have, and one of them was when the news broke of Phil Hartman's death, that I'm literally, like, frozen watching the TV, not only because of what he meant to me, but because of the horribleness of that situation and everything.
Terrible, yeah.
And so with that, and just because I was a big fan of the guy, any opportunity I can, I'm going to make darn sure the rest of my life I bring up Phil Hartman, and we do not forget that man.
Yep.
And Phil Hartman is the reason that you love Pee-wee Herman. Like, Paul Rubens, again, not taking anything from him, but my God, like, if you had a pie chart of Pee-wee Herman, 70 to 80% of it is Phil Hartman. And he never got any credit for it because Phil Hartman never wanted credit for it.
He could have if he wanted to, but he didn't. Yep.
He wasn't that guy.
Yep.
And just as a side note, a lot of the SNL sketches you love that Phil Hartman wasn't in, Phil Hartman's creation. Adam Sandler, a lot of those bits, Phil Hartman stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So... the other thing about Paul Rubens that needs to be said, of course, as well as him being caught in the movie theater.
Yep.
And more recently, there were charges that were dropped, but charges about him having material of underage kids. Now, those charges were dropped, but it should also, you have to bring up all of this.
Yes. Yes, you do.
All of this has to be said. Just as much as it has to be said that Paul's show, Saturday Morning Kids Show, ran from 86 to 91 on CBS, it should also be mentioned that this show started as an adult show.
Yes.
And he was able to tinker with it and turn it, along with Phil Hartman and others, into Lawrence Fishburne, one of the first actors on there and stuff, Cowboy Curtis and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a noteworthy thing, I think, too.
Yeah.
How you do that. Took a very adult comedy show. It was an adult the comedy bit on HBO, and you can still watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's still around,
What was a kids show for adults,
right?
Where then they turned it into a kids show for kids,
obviously, actual kids, right? Yep.
But that adults could laugh at.
Yes.
What does that sound like? Pixar, Disney,
all kinds of stuff. Yep.
So pretty ahead of the game on that one.
I agree.
He broke huge with Pee-wee's Big Adventure, of course, directed by Tim Burton.
That was one of his big breakouts too. Yep.
Yeah. He had he had characters, of course, in Batman Returns, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a great role in Mystery Men.
That was hilarious.
Wonderful role in that. Blow. He was the voice of Locke in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nice.
One of the great set of characters in there. And he did a revival of the Pee-wee Herman show on Broadway. Made a movie for Netflix called Pee-wee's Big Holiday in 2015. I thought had a very good role right after that stuff with the movie theater happened on Murphy Brown, where he had a great cameo role.
Oh my gosh, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, I don't know if people remember Murphy Brown very well, but Murphy always had trouble with assistants. She went through like the gamut of assistants on that show, and he was one of them. He had a recurring role on there for a little while on that. I always thought he was a great chameleon actor.
I remember watching Mystery Men in the late 90s. I didn't know who that was.
Yeah.
Until afterwards. Wait, that was Paul Rubens? Because I didn't recognize him. He was so different. Yeah. But you're right. He could inhabit these different characters.
I felt that way about Murphy Brown. I'd watch that show with my mom, and I remember staying to the end of the credits because I'm like, I think that's Pee-wee Herman. I think that, Tim Burton, who made his directorial debut with Pee-wee's Big Playhouse, came out and said, "I'll never forget you, Paul. I'll never forget how Paul helped me at the beginning of my career. It would not have happened without his support."
Wow.
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, who, of course, was in that with him and everything.
That's right.
"I am crushed. The world has lost one of the funniest human beings who ever lived. I will miss you and all the wonderful times we spent together." Conan O'Brien, one of my old boss, everyone I know received countless nonsensical memes from Paul on his birthday. And I mean everyone. His surreal comedy and unrelated kindness were a gift to us all. Damn, this hurts.
Mm.
Yeah, for those that don't know, why would you really?
Very inside, yeah.
Paul would send like all of his friends like on their birthday. He never forgot their birthdays. Every wow. birthday, he would send them something, usually a silly meme or
apparently
something
apparently a non-sequitur meme.
Right, yeah. And Guillermo del Toro
whoa.
Came out and said, one of the patron saints of all the misfitted, weird, maladjusted, wonderful, miraculous oddities.
Hmm.
If somebody were to say wow. something like that about me when I passed, it's a good life,
that's
man.
That's a good life.
That's a good life.
Especially from someone like that.
Yes.
I mean, one of the premier directors right now, yeah.
I would not have known, yeah. Paul was one in two of their – Paul Rubens was also in the Cheech and Chong movies, next movie in Nice Dreams, and they came out and posted a really nice tribute to him as
aww,
well.
Very cool.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty yep. cool. Lady Gaga recently paid tribute to Tony Bennett.
Oh, nice.
She said, quote, Tony and I had this magical power. We transported ourselves to another era, modernized the music together, and gave it all new life as a singing duo. But it wasn't an act. Our relationship was very real. Though there were 5 decades between us, he was my friend, my real true friend. She added, I'll never forget Tony Bennett. If I could say anything to the world about this, I would say, don't discount your elders. Don't leave them behind when things change.
Wow. But you know, there's something to be said about the fact that there was such a big age difference between the two of them and the genuine, genuine friendship yeah. that developed between them, which is, you know, I think we don't think about that much.
Mm-mm.
You know, think about, you know, people in your life that you're friends with. You think about their age?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. I mean, it's, you know, I have this friend and whatever, like, you know, I don't care how old you are. But then when you sit back and think, you know, wow, there could be real differences between us because of the age gap sort mm-hmm. of thing, different worldviews and all that sort of thing. I love it. I think it's great. And I just realized that on Seth Face the Music last week, I did a song because I did The Face. That was my yeah. theme. And I did a song by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, separate ones. And I didn't even realize I'd done that.
She's bringing her jazz and piano residency back to Vegas later this month.
Oh.
I would love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be that woman knows she is a great singer, very 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 good singer. She is incredible on the piano.
Yeah, she's a all around talented musician for sure.
Very similar to Alicia Keys for me, where Alicia Keys phenomenal singer, wonderful songwriter, but man, you see that woman on the piano and yeah. like, oh, I get goosebumps thinking about it. Like there's certain people that when they play certain instruments, man. It becomes a part of them. She's one of those.
Yes.
And a really nice tribute by her. I also think it says something that she didn't release something immediately after his passing. She took some time with this. She thought about it. She really wanted to be with her feelings and her thoughts. Right. And it took her a moment to be able to put this together.
Because it obviously affected her greatly.
Yeah, yeah. Wrap up our entertainment talking a little rafters. Your rafters are rolling right now, everybody. Back-to-back wins last night, yesterday afternoon into the night. Rafters dominated the first game and survived a late rally from the Woodchucks in Game 2. Only thing better than winning both games of a doubleheader is doing against your rival.
Yeah, biggest rival, exactly.
Yes, and especially when you need these wins. You
desperately.
Need these wins in the stands here yeah. and everything. The Rafters, I believe, are still a game and a half behind. So keeping that in mind, every game matters, every inning matters going forward, and we're going to be covering it right here at WFHR, your home for the Rafters. Looking forward to this. So the Rafters got a much-deserved day off
today. They actually have a day off today, yes.
Yeah. So we should probably keep our voices down. Hopefully they're sleeping or something, like they're getting some rest. But back in Wausau on Wednesday at 6:20, our pregame will start up, and I'm sure that Wausau is going to be looking for some revenge. Let's not let them have it.
No. Got to keep it rolling, boys.
If you're in the Wausau area, I encourage you to go to their ballpark mm-hmm. and check that out. Otherwise, we got you covered every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball right here all season long at WFHR. Going to get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun right here at Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Hope you're having a good one out there. Seth and James here with you. A little 80s vibe going.
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates. Not one of my bands, man. I got to be honest. I was not a Hall & Oates guy. My dad loves Hall & Oates.
Really?
Loves Hall & Oates. Yeah. Oh, wow. Like a lot of, like, I got a lot of people that I know in my life that love Hall & Oates and Oates. Stuff. I don't know. It's each their own, man. Each
yeah,
own.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong. Against them.
No.
Got a lot more hits than I got. this is a kind of interesting. Most of us won't be winning tonight's billion-dollar Mega Millions drawing, and we're sorry about the math of that, but that's just kind of how this whole works out. But don't throw that ticket away just yet. You can get a free donut at Krispy Kreme if you show up with any lottery ticket. Any lottery ticket.
Wow.
They put out a press release, quote, Tuesday's $1 billion lottery drawing reminds us that we definitely hit the lottery when it comes to our fans. So this week, we want them all to win some dough. D-O-U-G-H. You can show up today or tomorrow with a lottery ticket and get a free original glazed donut. It's one per customer while supplies last. You don't have to give them the ticket, just show it to them so you could use the one you bought for tonight's drawing or that old Powerball ticket that's still floating around in your car and holding on to your hopes and dreams.
That's right. Oh, man.
So, I mean, this is we could talk about the promotion. We can talk about whatever part of this you want, guys. 424-2600.
Yeah, that's right.
Call up and join the conversation. To me, I like... especially with something like this, dissecting the marketing part of it. I think that one of the more fascinating, interesting things going forward with all of the outlets we have nowadays and different social media and all these different opportunities to get in people's eyesight and in their ears with our stuff that we're trying to sell them is how you do it. How do you reinvent the wheel of marketing?
Mm-hmm.
How do you push the envelope without pushing it too far and, you know, and that kind of thing? It's fascinating to me, not just now, but and you look at the human history of marketing, of PR, of all of this stuff.
Truly like a 20th century invention, you know, at least the way we know it now. There's always been media around in different forms, but the idea of specifically doing something to get people to do a thing or buy a thing or whatever it is. You're right. It's an absolutely fascinating history. And we're at a very interesting time when things are changing very quickly.
I come from a world of hustlers, and
to put it bluntly,
And to me, one of the interesting things has always been, I know you know that I want to sell you this,
right?
I'm that's my job. I'm trying to sell you this, and then I still do it. Like I even though you know the bit, you know what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want the product or not, I sell it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is a masterful thing to be able to see done, whether it's on a small scale or a large scale or anything like that. And when you can see that happen in something like this, I find it really interesting because you're tagging on to something and they don't have to pay the lottery anything.
No.
They just got free publicity through this.
Yep.
Getting in how many more customers from this, and it didn't cost them a penny. On, like, they don't have to share this with the lottery commission. They didn't work this out as a partnership or anything, and yet there's nothing illegal about what they
done. No, not at all, not at all.
It's done all the time and stuff. You go anywhere in Florida right now, and you're going to see a giant, like, messy thing, and he did not, like, okay that. But, you know, hey, coming for our hamburgers, messy hamburgers, like that or whatever. We see that all over with sports especially. It's done all the time there. I just find that really interesting, and I think that is such a, like, it's one thing to be able to come up with something and it does okay, but something like this where there's so many people buying lottery tickets, not just the Mega Millions thing.
Yeah, right.
People buy lottery tickets every day.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me I get a free donut, I win. Like, I don't know if I'm going to win with this ticket, but I know I'm going to get a free donut.
At least, yeah, right.
I'm going to head over to Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' or any other donut shop that were to do something like this.
Right, exactly.
Wonderful job. Very smart PR.
I think it's very smart.
Marketing.
So. Marketing, but you know, Krispy Kreme is very good at this. When we were coming back from our trip to South Carolina, we did a little detour up to North Carolina, Winston-Salem, which is the home of Krispy Kreme. That is where the first one was.
Yeah.
So they have the spot where the first store was. It's not there anymore, of course, but they do, of course, have a Krispy Kreme in town. And when we went there, because we're like, wow, we might as well go there. We're here. The red light was on, which means they were making donuts. And you get to go and see the the conveyor belt of them, the donuts, how they make it, and they flip on the coal. My children, I'm killing this mic today. My children were fascinated by it. And when they do that, when they're making them, every person who comes in gets a free donut.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
How much better? I mean, they're really good at this. They are very good at this.
You know, I don't know if it's changed over the years, but I know when I was a kid, Dunkin' was very good at this, too. Like,
yeah.
It just seemed like they were always handing out, like, donut holes to kids and stuff.
Exactly,
Even though I thought I was the only one that was getting them for a good
while. That's how good they were. They were so good at it, you didn't even know.
Yeah. 424-2600. I have a philosophical question for you all.
And oh.
I'm so sorry to do this at 9:40 in the morning. But
he's doing it again.
Yeah, this is. I get serious sometimes. I'm sorry, everybody. That's what I do. If you were to win the $1 billion Powerball, do you show up at Krispy Kreme and get the free donut? Do you do it with the free with the winning ticket? Do you show up and get the free donut? Even though you can buy Krispy Kreme, you can probably buy the whole franchise. Do you get that free donut still?
That's curious. Hilarious.
I want to know what would you do?
That is a Homer Simpson meme or thing if there ever was one. I get a free donut.
I don't know if I've ever said anything that makes me sound more like I grew up poor than that. But that is I'm doing that. I don't care. I win that lottery. I'm winning that. Not only, but I'll tell you this: if I were to win, I'm going to go to Krispy Kreme. And I'm going to get that free donut, but then I'm buying donuts for everybody that's there.
That's right.
I'm doing that. I'm getting my free donut, but then I'm buying donuts for everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
But I'm getting that free donut. I'm getting it's a free donut. Ain't turning that down.
Don't turn down free donuts.
This is America. We ain't turning down free donuts. Taking a break. Come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get that together, come back and see.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody.
Don't say anything bad.
Not going to say it.
Don't say anything bad. You're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble.
I don't want to get in trouble with them. Don't want to. Just moving on. Speaking of that ain't right stories.
That's going to be enough. They're going to get it. They're coming after you, dude.
They're coming after me now. They've got a big fan base. Seth and James here with you. Get to a That
Angry
Ain't Right
Canadians.
Story. Get to a That Ain't Right story, along with some good stories of the day. If you put a bucket of movie theater popcorn under the butter machine, all you get is butter on top. This guy has gone viral with his hack for getting butter in the middle and even the bottom.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and hear what this is.
You come to the movie theaters, we all face the same issue. The butter goes on the top. After 8 good bites, it's over. Not true. You take a straw, you stick it on the buttery machine, you stick it in your popcorn, and you distribute it to the bottom of your popcorn.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
So
yep.
I see what he's doing here.
Yes, I see it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I see that. I also see him at a movie theater without a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's anything like wrong. I don't think that the company would have an issue with that or anything, you know. But that ain't right part of this to me is pretty clear. It's the way this has always been done. The butter just getting on the top of we've had this for a long time.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think I'd want my popcorn to be buttery all the way. That seems like a bit much to me.
I don't like soft popcorn.
Yeah, that would be, it would like soak that. In it for a while and it'd be soggy. And I don't know. I don't think, I'm guessing some people like it, but no, I'll pass.
Not my thing.
No.
Not my thing. I like butter popcorn. Oh,
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But not like that, maybe.
Plus, not real butter.
Yeah.
It's whatever that stuff is.
I don't know how they legally can call that butter. I feel like it's butter, but if you look close, it's like spelled with like just one T. Nowadays, especially with the way Elon's messed up all the Twitter, whatever he wants to call it today.
Sure.
You know, they used to have the blue check mark and that. Okay, well, that's a verified source. Now it's, well, it comes from this guy, but they have one little extra letter in their title or something. So you're not sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need a palate cleanser.
All right.
We need some popcorn. Need a palate cleanser of popcorn. And let's get to some good stories of the day. We got some local ones we want to touch on. First up, shout out to Diane B., who made us some cookies again.
She did.
Thank you, Diane. Man. They're all gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's like ravenous wolves here, man. Yes, you can't give us any. Rawr, rawr, we work in radio, you know, so we got to eat sometime, right?
I love this. I came in yesterday and I saw that one of the tins had one cookie left in it. And I love when people do that. That's such a me move.
They don't want to take the last one, you know, just in case.
It wasn't me this time, but I'm usually the guy that does that. Right. I was that kid that used to drive my father crazy because I'd leave like just enough milk at the bottom. You know, that guy. I was that guy. I was that guy. Yes.
Jeremy, what are you doing?
Oh, Diane, thank you so much. Those were great.
Awesome.
You're wonderful. We appreciate you.
Tasty cookies.
Thanks to Richard Larson and Craig Smits from St. Philip's Church for joining us today to talk about their 102nd church picnic coming up this Sunday. Be sure to be there. Mass starts at 10. All the other activities will kick off around 11. Join them over at the world-famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave in beautiful Rudolph.
I really got to go check that out. Every year this comes around, I'm like, I got to go check that out. I keep not doing it.
It's really cool, man. Mm. It is really cool. I was a kid when I went over there, and it was awesome. And, of course, I wanted to mention this, too. The City of Wisconsin Rapids, we got this from the office of our friend Mayor Shane Blazer.
Nice.
City of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking community input on naming its new dog park.
Oh, that's right. It's coming up.
From now till September 1st at noon, the public may submit naming suggestions online at wirapids.org/dogpark. Additionally, the public can submit naming suggestions in person at the following Rapids area locations: Witter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, Southwood County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, and Bow Wow Meow.
Nice.
Oh, I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Yes. And can I throw something out there? You know, I know how important like the name Mead and Witter and stuff are to this town. Can we come up with something different, though? We've got so many Witter and Meads parks and stuff, you know?
I would push back on that if we didn't already have great representation those wonderful names.
Yep.
This community, this city, isn't where it is without those names mentioned there.
Yeah.
So they obviously certainly deserve their due. I think we've done that.
I think so.
I don't think you could ever appreciate certain things enough, so we're always going to find other ways to bring these things up.
I'm sure.
But I like what you're saying there. I think we should push ourselves creatively. We should have fun with it.
It's a dog park. Let's have fun with it. Yeah.
I like that. And I really, really am a big fan of this. I'm very happy to talk about National Night Out. Of course, today from 5 to 7 at Crossview Church parking lot, there will be law enforcement and fire department vehicles displays, as well as community partner booths with activities for kids. Also going to have Big Red's Barbecue Steakhouse food truck down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a community building campaign that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhood safer. And I always think of any opportunity for young people and kids to build that relationship with our officers.
Mm-hmm.
That is a bond that we need better in society going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we need accountability from all of our facets in society, not just police officers, but as citizens, we need to have accountability.
Exactly.
Our politicians, everybody else.
Everybody.
That's a big part of what this night is about.
Yes, and I've been to this event in many different communities, and it's always fun. It's always something interesting, lots of cool stuff there. And as a community building event, it's great. It really is. You get to meet and say hi to officers and EMT, all the people that help us, the public servants that we have around here. It's really cool.
On Wednesday, Midday Magazine from 3 to 4, be sure to join us. Sheriff Sean Becker will be with us, and I'm sure that we'll be talking with our Sheriff's Department about this.
So when you're done at 7 o'clock, then you're going to head over to Robinson Park because it's the last city band concert of the year, everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
We've come to... That means that... See, this is like the first strike. That means summer is starting to end. We got 1 month left. But still, if you haven't had a chance to get there this year, please do. This is their dance concert with the Swing Doctors, so it's going to be tons of fun. Mm-hmm. And we can't... You know, we are so lucky to have such a great... band that's been here for 130 some years, I think, now, that's played every year for that long, except of course COVID time. But go and enjoy it. It's such a great thing to have in this community and have some fun at the same time. So go enjoy some great music on Tuesday at 7:30. Go to Robinson Park and check it out.
Yeah, and a big thank you to all the band members and everybody that's been a part of this, entertaining us all summer long. They do such an amazing job. We're already looking forward to next year.
Absolutely.
Wanted to mention as well, our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have just a couple of more days for you to be able to register for Stuff the Bus Desk.
Yes.
August 3rd is the cutoff date, so keep that in mind, everybody. You can still apply up until then. You can go to uwswac.org and do that, or Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, call 211. Registration must be submitted by August 3rd. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 19th from 10 to 10:30 while supplies last.
Okay.
And, of course, this all accumulates this Thursday at Lunch by the River.
That's right. Get stuff that actually stuff the bus. Get that thing filled, man.
Yeah. And a big thank you to everybody that has donated items. You still have a couple of days to donate items.
Get that
items.
Stuff up. Yep. Get it ready to go.
Go to uwswac.org to find a list of not only the items that they may be looking for, but also where you can drop those off. You can also go to their Facebook page as well, and it's a great page to follow. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to do that. I want to get to some kind of all over the world good stories. And Seth, this one really got me. I am a diehard foolish romantic. Yes. I own that. And this story is going to make you one too. A Kansas farmer took it to the next level when celebrating his 50th wedding anniversary by planting 1.2 million sunflowers in an 80-acre field for his wife. Apparently, sunflowers are her favorite. Here is Lee Wilson talking about planting the flowers for his wife, Renee.
Well, we're celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary, August 10th, and, you know, what's a guy get his gal on their 50th? And I put a lot of thought into it, and she always liked sunflowers, and I thought this is the year to plant sunflowers, so we planted her 80 acres of sunflowers.
Yeah.
That is something.
1.2 million.
That is.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I encourage you to go look this up online, everybody, to see the visuals of it. You hear the numbers, and it's impressive. You see it, and it blows your mind. It's incredible what this guy did.
Wow.
I have two quick questions. One, it's their 50th. Why not stop at 50? Why did you go to 80? Like, I'm just curious. And did she know what was going on?
That's the question I had.
Something like that.
Unless it was 80 acres that they're not, you know, next to, like where their house is or whatever.
I don't know the dynamics of it. So, yeah, there's a way that it could have.
But still, wow. Like, that is amazing.
I don't know what's more impressive, that he hid this for a year or whatever and was able to pull that off or that, you know.
The sheer size. It's just amazing.
A woman in Houston named Callie Clemens has been climbing through sewers for the past week trying to rescue a litter of puppies that fell in.
Oh, no.
She rescued at least two of them, but a third might still be down there. MLB pitcher Roger Clemens happened to be her former father-in-law. She and his son Kobe are in the middle of a divorce or something. I don't know why that was mentioned in the article.
That's
weird. It has nothing to do with any of this. But that is what an amazing lady.
I was going to say, the Clemens in Houston. That made me think for a minute. So there is a connection there.
I didn't even think about that. You're right. Right. Good call.
But that's cool.
That is a very cool story. Mm-hmm. And a 17-year-old girl from Iowa was on a trip to Texas with her school choir this month when she lost her most prized possession, a ring from her grandma. A ring her grandma gave her with some of her dad's ashes in it.
Oh, dear.
He passed away when she was only 7.
Mm.
She took it off at the beach because she was worried it would fall into the water. Then it got thrown out with some trash or something.
No.
But she got it back after 3 city workers spent hours sifting through 4 tons of garbage to find it.
That is above and beyond. Oh my goodness!
I don't even know what to say. I mean, we know we don't give city workers nearly enough credit.
No, we don't.
That story right there really lets it like.
Wow.
Really makes you think about it.
You're right, man. What do you say to that? Because that, wow.
That's a beautiful story.
It's wonderful.
I can't think of many stories like that to turn out that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we always hear the first part of that story.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
We didn't hear the best part of it, which was them taking the time. And that must have been a lot of time in order to do that. But good on them. Wow. Very cool.
That's a
kudos.
A pretty cool, good story of the
day. It's a wonderful story, yeah.
And I am trying to get my computer to work here so I can pull up another good story.
Okay.
An artist in the UK named Tash Franco has been going up and down the city streets offering to paint houses for free.
Whoa.
She uses a different bright color for every house, which makes the streets look like rainbows. But it's also increasing the home values by around 30%.
Whoa.
She started doing this 5 years ago and has done over 130 houses so far.
Wow. That's cool. And that's kind of like that's almost an art project.
Yeah.
You know, because you're making the streets colorful. You get to see the contrasting. That's really neat. Wow. Plus, who doesn't want their house painted? Seriously. Yeah. I mean, anyone who's ever painted a house or had to pay for a house painting, That's nice. That's real nice. I don't care what color it is. Just go ahead and do it.
Yeah. And I really like this one. I've been waiting to bring this one up. A woman in Phoenix named Cynthia Scott spent half of her life addicted to drugs. She was a heroin addict for 23 years and spent 17 years in jail. Now she owns several businesses, including a clothing line that donates 55 cents of every purchase towards helping clothe other women who are just getting out of prison, battered homes, and sobering living.
Wow. That's great.
This is why we get second acts in life.
Yep.
This is why we get another opportunity. You own your life. You have responsibility of it. You have self-awareness, and you grow from that.
Exactly.
And look at what you can do from that. Flowers Amazing. Grow in the sewer, too, man.
It does. That's right.
They do. And we also want to send one last shout out to Civic Media's Blood Donation Challenge.
Yes.
I got a couple emails in the last couple of days from people doing this. Greatly appreciate you doing
this.
Keep
it up, everyone.
Yes. Keep donating. We're doing this for a couple more weeks.
Yes, we are. Yep.
Be on the lookout for some other fun things that we're rolling out in the next couple of weeks as well. That's a little tease you'll hear more about. But go to civicmedia.us/giveblood to find out more and to upload your selfie of you taking that donation and get yourself a chance to win some Brewer or State Fair tickets. Greatly appreciate all you heroes out there doing that, being a part of the Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge.
Yes.
Fun couple of shows today, Seth.
Yeah.
Been good hanging out with you. We got Melissa back tomorrow with us. So
no,
Melissa,
finally some Seth. Real talent.
The looks in the brains come back tomorrow, everybody. Yeah. She'll be joining Seth and I and you on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.